This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us here. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Or you can call on our Discord on-air call-in line rooms, which are open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. Dean and Daryl in the studio. Conan is joining us here shortly as well. All kinds of interesting things in the news that we can discuss. But I just got back from yet another committee hearing at the city of Keene, which is Keene, New Hampshire, is where we do this show from. It's the little teeny little city in the southwestern corner of the state.
It would be a large town in most states across this country.
Right, but city is a political designation, not based
right.
on population, because there's actually some towns in New Hampshire that have a greater population than Keene.
Correct.
So, anyway, the proposal on the table is to prohibit the possession and the sale of any nicotine-related product, so cigarettes, e-cigarette, vape juice, you know, whatever nicotine-related, nicotine-esque product will no longer be allowed if this passes.
As I understand it, I thought it was tobacco product.
All of it. Nicotine, tobacco.
The statute does not require, the statutory definition at the state level does not require that the product have nicotine in it.
No kidding.
To fit the definition of tobacco product.
Wow. I don't know what that would be, a tobacco product without nicotine in it.
Some of the vapes don't have nicotine in the juice.
Yeah. Right.
So it is legally a tobacco product that has no nicotine.
So stupid. So this is basically going to pass. I mean, there's almost no doubt that this ordinance is going to pass. It's moved along in its process, meaning that the full city council has asked the town government bureaucrats to write the ordinance.
Right.
They have written the ordinance.
I think you missed mentioning the full restriction. You were starting to name the things,
yep.
But it would wind up for those adults 18 to 20 years, 365 days.
Oh, thank you. I didn't point out the age.
Would prohibit.
Yeah.
So it's not a blanket nobody can possess.
Right.
Which would be horrible. This is already bad, but, you know, it's not as bad as it could be, air quotes there. But one thing that I was thinking earlier today is if this passes, the 18 to 20 year, 365 day old adults that live in neighboring towns,
that's right,
that drive through Keene or work in Keene,
become criminals.
That they purchased it legally where they live. It's legal, you know, where they live, but because they drive into this town,
right?
Now all of a sudden it's a violation.
Correct, and you can be ticketed for that.
Extra excuse for cops to harass basically college age kids.
Which was my final point that I made because it's a committee meeting. You can speak. They have it open to
Correct.
The public. And so the speakers were a relatively slim group. Most of the people who spoke were against this proposed ordinance.
Of course.
Including me and Bob Call, who's a local libertarian activist in the area, and the owner of a vape shop in town called Monadnock Vape, who's basically going to take a big hit to his business as far as his revenues are concerned when this thing passes. So they're essentially targeting this one guy,
right?
And there's a couple other places in town that do vape. So they're targeting these vape shops. And one of the points that he made was, isn't this a conflict of interest? Because the woman who brought this before the city council in the first place apparently is the smoking cessation employee at the local hospital.
Yes.
And her job is to hand out nicotine patches.
Yes.
Her job is to be a nicotine dealer, but with the, you know, the patina of legitimacy on her as, oh, well, she works for the hospital, so therefore it's totally okay for her to sell nicotine. But somebody who is running a vape shop, who, as he points out, has helped thousands of people quit smoking cigarettes,
yes,
by offering vape as an alternative. And we know plenty of people who've actually had this personal experience. There were people, of course, in previous hearings at this committee who testified that this helped them, that vaping helped them, the fact that it was available. And, of course, none of that is going to matter. None of the points that were made, none of the points that I made about how this is going to allow the police to target young people, because I actually had the police chief was in the room, so I directed a question through the council members to the police chief, kind of the way you have to do it in these
right.
situations. And I said I wanted to know, you know, what how this is going to work, because it seems to me that in states like New Hampshire, where there is a stop and identify law, meaning that
yep.
if a police officer has a reasonable suspicion that you've committed a crime
or are about to commit a crime,
they have the ability to stop you and demand your identification. Now, you don't have to have an ID on you, but you do have to tell them who you are. And
right. So
usually that includes your birth date.
Name. Could be birth date.
That's how they can identify you between anybody else who's John
right.
Smith is
right.
the birth
date. So, you know, if you have a very unique name,
yeah.
I don't believe there are any other Ian Freemans that live in the area.
Probably not.
You know, you telling them, I'm Ian Freeman, you'd be good.
Maybe.
Somebody with a more common name, they might
I'm pretty sure they can obligate.
Birth date, I need yeah. address.
They can. I think they can obligate you to give name and birth
Social
date.
Social security number.
I don't know if they can obligate you to give those other things. That would be something I'd have to check the statute on, but I think that they can obligate you to give name and birth date based on reasonable suspicion.
Right.
And so I said, well, what is the reasonable
right, but
suspicion
somebody
here?
That doesn't necessarily know whatever the legal stuff,
right?
They could be, you know, cop might say, I need your Social Security number,
oh,
this,
yeah, yeah.
that, the other thing,
the
and they'll just like, why
are
you giving all of it over,
sure.
even though...
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to inform people that you
right.
probably don't have to give all of that information over. A cop can ask you any question he wants to.
Right.
You have no obligation, as I understand it, and again, I'm not an attorney, you have no obligation to answer those questions, although in some states you have an obligation to identify yourself.
Correct.
If there's supposedly reasonable suspicion.
And if you want to remain silent, you must inform the police officer that you wish to remain silent.
Per a Supreme Court case in the last decade.
Yes.
So my question was, well, what is reasonable suspicion that this crime of possession under a certain age is being committed.
You and just look young.
That's what it is. That's what he came back and said. He said it's the same as under the age of 21 for alcohol, where if you look to the normal eye as though you are under the age of 21, we have reasonable suspicion to stop you and identify you and see. So, of course, the legal concern that I have there, and I'd be interested in hearing from an attorney on this, because I imagine this has already been litigated, given how long the prohibition on being under 21 with alcohol has been around. Basically, the stop and identify laws, and many states have these laws.
Yes.
So check your Wikipedia, and there's like a handy map that shows you these things. But any state where there's a stop and identify law, and reasonable suspicion is being garnered by simply the look of the person, you've then required that person to testify against themselves on a criminal matter.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because, you know, if you have the right to remain silent, if you have a Fifth Amendment right from self-incrimination, then shouldn't you not have to identify yourself? If identifying yourself by giving your date of birth, which is required as part of these identifications,
yep.
would then result in you being ticketed. That is you testifying against yourself. And, of course, the police chief tried to play it off like, well, you know, it's not like we're going to be going around going after people just because they look like they're underage. Probably not going to do that. And I said, well, yeah, but you could if you wanted to, right? And he couldn't deny it. And he didn't say we're definitely not going to do it. He just said they probably wouldn't be doing that. And then I pointed out that on a regular basis in this town and in towns all across the United States, police are targeting young people because of how they look. Oh, you look too young. How old are you? I see you have a rack of beer, you know, in your hands. How old are you? And then they talk themselves right into getting a ticket because they have to identify themselves. So it's just guaranteed money for the state. Now, in the case of New Hampshire, the money does go directly to the state government. It doesn't go to the local police department. So there is sort of, there's no real direct benefit to the local cops for writing these tickets, but that sure as hell doesn't stop them from doing it. So Conan now joining us here. We're discussing the under 21 smoking ban slash nicotine ban slash e-cigarettes ban that is likely going to pass sail overwhelmingly through the Keene City Council.
Except when it comes to civil asset forfeiture, Keene does get money from the state. So whatever they can do to help the state, you know, bust them drug lords, that's money that comes back to our car for conference.
In New Hampshire, they can only do criminal unless they go through the feds.
All right, we got more coming up here in moments. If you want to share your thoughts with us, plus a speaking of cops, there's a corrupt police chief that has been up to some no good. And, Daryl, you're going to tell us all about that coming up here on Free Talk Live, whether you want to talk about cessation of smoking or whatever.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
When do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's in? Ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him of burglars trying to break in while his family was home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a thief stealing packages. Blink motion-activated cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. Blink camera systems make great holiday gifts. So visit blinkprotect.com/holiday. blinkprotect.com/holiday. Blink is an Amazon company.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. We're talking about, well, the freedom to own yourself, the freedom to put what you want in your body. Keene City Council in New Hampshire is set to take away that freedom, as many city councils around the country have done. I know a few years ago I was in Massachusetts for some reason and learned that the town that I happened to be in, because I went to a gas station, learned that the town I happened to be in had prohibited people from under the age of 21 from buying nicotine products. And I believe the state of Massachusetts ended up raising that statewide. So it was town by town, kind of in the patchwork for a while. And then they went statewide with that. And that's the threat that, you know, some people want to happen here in New Hampshire, which is will be unfortunate. As I pointed out to the city council tonight, my testimony, that is not live free or die, because in order to live free, that means that you have control of your body and you get to decide the things that go in it.
For good or for worse.
Right.
It's your individual freedom, and if you want to make a mistake. But the problem with socialism, with the welfare state, is that these people believe that they are responsible for people who make mistakes. You know, that's the safety net they believe in.
Well, they won't be held responsible
for their
mistakes.
You have some knucklehead kid that gets addicted at 18. Well, that's something the community is going to have to take care of forever and ever. Amen. And that's the problem. If you didn't have this stupid safety net, maybe, and they, you didn't have individuals out there who were reliant on the health care, universal health care, to help them later on in life because of the stupid mistakes they've made early on in life, maybe they wouldn't be as likely to make these types of mistakes.
Mm. Well, part of the argument on this, smoking ban, nicotine, whatever, the claim is, well, if we keep the age at 18, then 15 and 16-year-olds will get their hands on it, so we have to raise the age to 21 so that these people that already are not legally allowed to buy it can't get their hands on it.
As though that's somehow going to stop them.
I don't even understand, like, the mental gymnastics that are required to think that by raising the legal age by 3 years, you're going to prevent people that are already illegally getting it from still illegally getting
it. It's insane. And it is just basically a political backpatting session where these politicians can look like they're doing
something.
Right. They want to look like they're doing something. They're winning brownie points with all the statists in town who, of course, you know, we live in a very statist part of New Hampshire. I mean, Britain's one of the worst of New Hampshire's a more free place than a lot, but it's still got its problems. And it's frustrating because no amount of logic, no amount of appeal to these people matters. It doesn't matter what you say to them. As the owner of one of the local vape shops pointed out, is these guys had decided this issue before they even had a hearing.
Right.
Well, that's the way it is with these resolutions, which they are fond of.
This is an ordinance.
Of throwing around. Well, I mean,
A resolution would be where the city council says, we, the city council, declare that blah, 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 blah,
right,
whatever the thing.
That was number two on their agenda this evening.
They had some environmental resolution.
And overwhelmingly, whenever these people get on the air here and they spout off how well they're doing for the community, the overall response is, hey, man, we didn't ask you to do any of this. We wanted you to fix the potholes and get the damn tax rate down. Why can't you do any of that? By the way, potholes are good this year, but last year they were pretty bad. But the tax rate, hey, man.
It's up.
It went up.
As it always does.
As it does. And that's what I want them to do, but they don't know how to do that. So what do? They do what they do know what to do, which is pat themselves on the back, give themselves awards, and waste their times.
It's despicable. Watching this go on, it's just so frustrating because the whole room was full of people, but not for this issue. There was a larger hearing that the first hearing they had about this was pretty well attended.
Yeah, and they pretty much established a month ago that this was
gun
done.
Pass.
It was done. So everyone's like, all right, well, no reason to
why
go
bother?
To right? Why bother?
Right. The only guy who's been there consistently, because even I missed one of them just because I thought it was going to take them a little while to actually come back with a proposed ordinance.
Right.
Turns out they did it the next week, so I missed that one. But this is another hearing. The one guy who's been consistent at all of these has been the owner of the local vape shop that's like literally across the street from City Hall, and he's coming in there on a pair of crutches. The dude's injured, and he goes out of his way to come and try to talk some sense into these people. One of the points he made tonight was that he moved here from New York City.
New York City.
To get away from that nonsense.
Correct. To get away from political BS like this.
Political
and then he's,
n- b- uh, nose pickers.
And then he pointed out that it followed him from New York City. He thought he was going to be able to get some modicum of freedom by moving to New Hampshire, which is true. I mean, it is way more of a free place than New York State. But on this one issue, which is his issue, that is his livelihood, he's hurting. They're going to hurt his business. And he pointed out to them that this is personal. You know, because he actually brought up, you know, is this a conflict of interest, given that now the only legal dealer for people under the age of 21 is going to be the very woman from the hospital who proposed this proposal in the first place.
Oh, you mean the smoker?
Yeah, correct. She grew up smoking. You're right about that.
It probably still smokes.
Yeah, that was never revealed by her, but she may still.
Question about, did they actually lay the ordinance out this evening?
They did.
Is it going to... is it going to prevent him from selling juice, nicotine-free juice?
Oh, I don't know, but Daryl said the definition of tobacco product includes the nicotine-free stuff.
Now, it doesn't it doesn't prohibit the sale of, it only prohibits the sale to someone under 21.
Right.
But even nicotine-free juice.
That, under the state statute, that is defined as a tobacco product in New Hampshire. Your mileage may vary depending on what state you live in.
That is part of the problem. These kids, they want to be cool. They want to do something. And this is an option, a nicotine-free option, which, by the way, I don't see a whole lot of studies out there that prove that nicotine is what's actually killing people.
There's a claim.
So people who, even if there is nicotine in their juice, just vaping is actually keeping these people, these young kids alive.
There's a good chance of that.
Even if they are getting hooked.
There's a claim by the busybodies that by, puffing on one of these nicotine-free flavored things, that later encourages them to smoke cigarettes.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
Okay,
it's the other way around.
I don't know if it encourages them to smoke cigarettes later on. However, there are examples of people.
That's the argument.
I understand that, but there are examples of people who started using nicotine because of vape. You can find those people.
There's also people that are on death row that drank milk as children. It doesn't mean that milk makes you commit murder.
Right.
All right, well, I blame these council members, these pat-themselves-on-the-back council members, I blame them for the deaths of young kids in the near future.
Yeah, I told them this is bad karma, but they don't care about that. No. They don't care because there's no actual direct consequence to them, and when the owner of the local business, the Monadnock Vape Shop, got up there and said, hey, is this a conflict of interest, then the head of the chairman of the committee, who's this bumbling oaf, she basically said, you shouldn't talk about that. That's personal. This isn't, you're not supposed to be talking about personal issues. And he said, well, this is personal. This is my business. And you are basically going to be taking my business and giving it to my competition, this woman down the road at the hospital.
Right.
And they had nothing to say to that whatsoever. And then he made another comment later because he got up again and he asked them about caffeine. Why don't they go ahead and outlaw caffeine while they're at it? It's a stimulant very similar to nicotine.
I've got an even better idea. Why don't we raise the age of nicotine use to 99?
I wish.
It would save so many lives.
There's one good counselor on this committee. I wish he would have made that proposal because he sort of teased about making that proposal in the past, but he didn't actually try to make the amendment to raise the age to 99.
You can only use it the day before you die.
Correct. Coming up here in moments. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, whether you want to talk about prohibition or whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
USA Radio News.
House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi is one step closer to being Speaker of the House. House Democrats nominated Pelosi in a closed-door meeting today.
And it was so inspiring to hear my colleagues place my name in nomination once again for Speaker of the House.
President Trump is threatening to shut down the border permanently to prevent illegal immigrants from crossing the border. Now, the president is also hoping for $5 billion in the next budget. That money would go towards a wall and border security. Republican Senator of Wisconsin Ron Johnson tells Fox News what concerns him the most.
My concern is right now they're massing in Tijuana. My concern is they'll get organized. They'll start coming into the areas of the border where there aren't barriers, and it'll become an even bigger problem, and we'll start seeing larger and larger caravans.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free here. Join us on the radio. Our number here is 855-453 like freedom. Coming up, a police chief is in some hot water. And I'm not sure where the story's from. Daryl's got this here.
South Florida.
South Florida police chief in hot water for doing some pretty corrupt stuff and targeting black people with that, from what I understand. You'll tell us the story, Daryl, coming up here in moments. Ian Conan and Daryl in the studio here. We'll take your calls toll-free at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And when do you want to spot that burglar? Is it when he's casing your home or after he's in? Just ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him of burglars trying to break in while his family was home, or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a thief stealing packages. Blink motion-activated cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years, and your Blink camera system, of course, will make a great holiday gift. So visit blinkprotect.com/holiday. That's blinkprotect.com/holiday. Blink is an Amazon company. To the phones, to the fun. We go to Dave. He's in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live here with Ian Conan and Daryl.
Hey, folks.
Hey.
I have an update on Rich Paul's legal situation. He's the Free Stater who was targeted by authorities back in the day, you know, about 8 or 9 years ago.
So, Dave, hold on real quick. You say there's an update from, like, Monday? Because wasn't Rich on Monday talking about some of this?
We actually did have Rich on, and we got a good update from him. But if you want to give us a recap or any new developments.
Yeah, I didn't know if there was something new from Monday.
Feel free.
No, this is a couple days old. I apologize. I hadn't checked the Monday show yet. I could talk about something else in that case.
Okay, well, the news with Rich Paul, as I understand it, I don't know what you were about to say, is that most of the charges that he is facing have been dropped because they were total BS in the first place, like the charge of felon in possession with a weapon, where he had a machete in his trunk with along with other tools. That one's been dropped. And he's going to still be facing likely a charge of refusal to obey an officer because they misidentified him, claiming that he was on a ATV and ran from the police with somebody else who was on an ATV, which, of course, never happened. So that's going to be an interesting case to watch if it moves forward. But that's basically the update. Did you have something else?
Not on him. But the other news that I can bring you that is Free State related is that I guess some of the Free Staters in Manchester are trying to set up a mesh network.
There has been a lot of talk about the mesh network. Can you define what a mesh network is for our audience?
Well, I can give you my understanding of what it is. I guess it's sort of like an alternate local version of the Internet. Is intended to be more decentralized and something that you can still use even if the government were to try and stop people from using the Internet. So it's kind of a reaction to the kinds of things that happened in Egypt, you know, where they tried to shut down the Internet during the demonstration and so forth.
Yeah, so I don't know exactly the tech behind it. I'm sure if Chris Wade was on the show with us here tonight, he would know a little bit more about it. But, yeah, it's basically people with routers who maybe they put up a special antenna to get extra distance or something like that, because normally, you know, one router isn't going to go much further than your own property. So, because the FCC, you know, restricts those things. So I don't know if the mesh networking is illegal by FCC regulations as far as, you know, are they using equipment that is technically in violation of the FCC regulations. If so, I think that's awesome. I mean, I'm not saying you shouldn't, but just a question about how legal these mesh networking situations are. And I know that they had a conference, I guess, or some sort of a class about this during the summer at the Porcupine Freedom Festival or Fork Fest as well, so the camping event that libertarians have here in New Hampshire during the summertime. And this is a thing that people have been talking about for years. I really hope it actually comes to fruition because it sounds like a neat idea, as you're saying, during a disaster or during some sort of situation, a power outage, where for whatever reason you can still operate this router. Maybe you've got it on a battery backup. You may still be able to communicate with other folks who have this this equipment. So I'm interested to see how it actually pans out, how effective it is, because I know they've got enough people in Manchester to where they could actually have, you know, rooftop to rooftop kind of transmission of data, and I think that's what they're working on doing.
The new hands.
I would like to give you a web page address you can go to, but it's kind of long. So what I would just suggest, if you want to see their page that they put up, you just go to forum.freestateproject.org. I just posted there and linked to it. So at forum.freestateproject.org, it would be easy to find my post on Mesh Network, and then you can find the Mesh Network.
All right. If you want to learn more about Mesh Networking, Dave Ridley, thank you for the call.
Also,
Yes?
Also, with regard to Rich Paul, there was one thing I wanted to add. I don't think Rich had it himself as effectively as I can, because he's talking about himself. it's important to remember that Rich Paul is... He was a civilly disobedient marijuana activist, and that was the reason why he was, you know, of any interest to the police. Now, the Bedford police might have pulled him over anyway that day or whatever, but the reason he got in trouble, again, it goes back to the root of him doing nothing to hurt anyone, just marijuana activist, and he was leading those giant marijuana protests or celebrations or whatever in Keene. And that, again, they love to muddy the waters and they, you know, driving without a suspended, it fell in possession. They make it sound scary, but it always goes, well, in this case with Rich Paul, it goes back to something completely benign.
Yeah, well, Rich Paul has never been accused of actually harming another human being. It's always been these victimless crimes and the 420s, the smokeouts that you're talking about. Believe it or not, that was almost a decade ago that those happened. It was 2009 when those got started in September, that range. So it's been almost a decade. Dave, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. That's Dave from Ridley Report over at RidleyReport.com. As we continue, of course, we'll take your calls and thoughts about whatever's on your mind. Daryl, you had a corrupt police chief who has been revealed down in Florida. What's the story?
Story here from the South Florida Sun Sentinel. The former police chief of a small South Florida city will serve 3 years in prison for a conspiracy in his department to frame black people for crimes they did not commit. Federal judge in Miami imposed the sentence on Tuesday on ex-Biscayne Park chief Raimondo Tassiano, who had faced a maximum 10-year sentence. Three other former officers pled guilty in the case, which centered around efforts by Tassiano to improve his department's crime-solving rate.
Wait, these are Latin guys? How are the liberals going to handle this one?
At least, you know, this one guy has something that sounds like a Hispanic last name.
Could be Italian, but yeah.
He told the judge...
In Miami.
He told the judge, when I took the job, I was not prepared. I made some very, very bad decisions. His lawyers say the victims were not randomly selected, but were known to police as having criminal records.
Mm-hmm.
Prosecutors say the crimes for which black people were falsely arrested, including burglaries and vehicle break-ins. Two ex-officers were sentenced to a year each in prison, while a third got just over 2 years. U.S. District Judge K. Michael Moore allowed Tassiano to remain free for 2 weeks before surrendering so that he can care for his mother, who is dying of leukemia. And then that's all from the South Florida Sun Sentinel. They link over to a Miami Herald article that seems to be a little longer.
So what was the town or city for which?
Biscayne Park.
Biscayne Park. Now, I'm not familiar with this. It must be the east coast of Florida.
It says South Florida, somewhere in Miami. If it's being reported on in the Miami Herald, I'm guessing it's down near there.
So you got a police chief who comes on board, wants to increase their arrest rate, conviction rate, and sends his officers out to arrest black people.
Known criminals.
Known people who have a criminal record. That doesn't mean they're continuing to be criminal. It's like, oh, we know this guy's got a record, so if we put him in front of a judge because he's got a record, she'll probably deny bail. Of course, if you can't get bail, you can't really defend yourself very effectively in the courts. And so basically just, you know, we're going to intimidate these people. Probably a lot of them took plea deals because that's just what tends to happen. And so multiple officers and the chief went down, and he makes the claim that he made a few mistakes after he took this job. He means the job of police chief when he's saying that,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, and Miami Herald article, a little bit longer. Yeah. I'll dig into it.
Because the idea here, what he wants you to believe is that he never would have done anything like this until he took this job. He never would have trumped somebody up on false charges. He was just all a tizzy over his new responsibilities.
Power corrupts.
Didn't know what to do about it. More coming up. If you buy that one, this is Free Talk Live.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information, so pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at piratewithoutborders.com.
Hearing a lot about CBD these days? Yes, but which CBD products can you trust? Which website can provide proper education about CBD along with high-quality products? The answer? CBDonly.com. CBD, or cannabidiol, is one of hundreds of compounds found in the cannabis plant and one that contains a variety of medicinal benefits. Many doctors are starting to recommend CBD to their patients as an alternative or supplement to some pharmaceutical medications. CBD is becoming widely known to relieve pain, inflammation, and anxiety. Unlike THC that is found in the plant, CBD does not have psychoactive effects. In other words, it does not give the effect of being high. All CBDonly.com products are lab tested to ensure the highest quality standards. Shop CBDonly.com for CBD oils, edibles, vapes, skincare, even CBD for your pets. That's CBDonly.com. And to receive 15% off your order on CBDonly.com, use discount code CBDNOW. Remember, shop for CBD products you can trust. Shop CBDonly.com, your CBD superstore.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault. a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, dial in toll free, bring up whatever you want, whether it's prohibition or the police and corrupt cops. That's where we're at right now. But you can, of course, take control of the airwaves here. Our toll free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live brought to you by Bitcoin.com. Where they're delighted to announce their partnership with gift card specialists over at eGifter, with many of the world's leading brands like Domino's, Home Depot, Uber, Hotels.com, and more on their roster, and hundreds more, by the way. It's now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. And you can get started by going to giftcards.bitcoin.com, get the gift card you want, follow the instructions on screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. And sit tight, your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. It's giftcards.bitcoin.com. As we continue here, Daryl, you got a story out of the Miami area where a police chief and a few different officers have been brought up on charges and sentenced, in some cases, to a year or two in jail. For basically just trumping up charges against people that were completely innocent of those charges.
Former chief, again, I'm probably going to butcher his name. I lost it here. Raimondo Attaciano, who apparently had resigned from the position in 2014. So this is a case that the feds have been working on apparently for a while. Again, he told the judge on Tuesday, when I took the job, I was not prepared. I made some very, very bad decisions. But the Miami Herald says his apologies did not sway the judge, who sentenced the former police officer to 3 years in prison.
The chief himself, 3 years.
Former chief, okay. Yes. In September, wow. He pled guilty to a conspiracy charge of depriving three suspects of their civil rights because he and the officers charged them without a legal basis. His conspiracy conviction carried up to 10 years in prison, but I'm guessing because he took a plea, that's why they just said, 3 years, because you said, I've been a naughty, naughty boy.
That's up to 10.
Yep.
Up to 10.
His sentencing ended an ugly chapter in Biscayne Park's recent history, where allegations of racism, the three men falsely charged, were all black, tainted the police department's culture of law enforcement in the mostly white community. Now, I did pull up a map to figure out exactly where this Biscayne Park is, and it's a little triangle wedge of a community just south of North Miami and north of the city of Miami.
Gotcha.
And apparently it's a town of 3,000 people. And the Miami Herald gets into some of the specifics of what happened here.
Yeah, I want to hear a little
says,
more about
over
that.
The summer, three former Biscayne Park police officers who had worked under Atesiano while he was chief in 2013 and 2014 pled guilty to civil rights violations stemming from the false arrest of three suspects. All three ex-cops cooperated with the FBI and prosecutor Harry Wallace, Donald Tunage, and Trent Reichland. In August, Officer Charlie...
So they rolled on their chief.
That's what it sounds like. In August, Officer Charlie DeYube and Raul Fernandez pled guilty to falsifying the arrest affidavit of a 16-year-old black suspect for four unsolved break-ins in June 2013. That was just a month before then-Chief Atesiano touted the town's 100% burglary clearance record at a village commission meeting. The charges against the teen were eventually dropped after the Miami-Dade State Attorney's Office noted the four arrest affidavits all use similar vague language that the investigation revealed TD employed the same M.O. and the homes had a rear door pried open. A third Biscayne Park officer admitted falsely arresting, or rather falsifying arrest warrants for two men at the discretion, or rather the direction of Atesiano.
Mm-hmm.
Those men were in their 30s at the time. Guillermo.
The victims.
Yes.
Okay.
Guillermo Ravillo pled guilty to a conspiracy charge that he violated the rights of the two falsely accused black men and used excessive force on a Hispanic man during a traffic stop. A different federal judge sentenced Ravillo to 2 years and 3 months in prison. In January 2013, Atesiano ordered Ravillo and DeYube to arrest Clarence Desrolo on charges of breaking into a pair of homes in Biscayne Park, according to a factual statement filed with the ex-chief's plea agreement. Atesiano told the officers to take Desrolo into custody because, quote, there was reliable information that he had forged and cashed a check stolen during the course of a third home burglary. Desrolo pled guilty and ended up getting sentenced to 5 years in prison.
Jeez.
He was then deported to Haiti.
Oh, man.
In light of new evidence about his false arrest, the Miami-Dade State Attorney's Office threw out his wrongful conviction.
Great. Now he's forced back to Haiti, so that didn't work out too well for him.
Yeah, he had already been deported before right. They were like, oh, yeah, whoops. Sorry. Also in February 2014, Atesiano told Ravillo that he wanted him to arrest Erasmus Bandma for five unsolved vehicle burglaries, despite knowing there was no evidence that he had committed any of the crimes. A couple days later, Ravillo filled out five arrest forms falsely accusing Bandma of the vehicle burglaries at five different street locations in Biscayne Park.
I got to wonder, you know, how this all came to light. You know, you did mention in there that the state's attorney's office ended up dropping some of the charges. They, you know, obviously didn't have enough evidence or whatever, because it's unusual that a state's attorney will drop a charge at all. They usually just push on forward right. Until they get a plea deal, and then maybe they'll drop a charge if they don't get a plea deal out of somebody. But most of these guys are probably going to take a plea because they're scared to death, even though they know they didn't do it. You know, they also know that you can't fight City Hall, that you can't go up against this system because it is just so entrenched and so hard to put up any kind of decent defense against. I wonder how this came to light. How did they figure out that, you know, was it somebody in the government or was it some outside attorney? What led them to, you know, the conclusion that there was something amiss here?
Yeah, so they get into a little bit here, but it's still not entirely clear how exactly it came up. It says the admission of the three Biscayne officers to the false police arrest magnified the evidence already against Atesiano, exposing not only his leading role in the civil rights conspiracy, but also his lies to the town's leaders. The police department reported clearing 29 of 30 burglary cases during his tenure as chief, but at least 11 of those cases were based on false arrest reports, according to authorities. In the aftermath of his indictment in June, the Miami Herald obtained internal public records suggesting that during his tenure as chief, the command pressured Biscayne Park officers into targeting random black people to clear cases. Quote from the internal probe, if there Or rather, if they have burglaries that are open, cases that are not solved yet, if you see any black person walking through our streets and they have something of a record, arrest them so we can pin them for the burglaries. They were basically doing this to have a 100% clearance rate for the city. In a report from the probe, four officers, a third of the small force, told an outside investigator
this, by the way, before you go on, this is the same reason why prosecutors will prosecute wrongfully and go after innocent people, because they can get the convictions and it makes their numbers look better, and then they can go and run for some political office based on saying, look how great of a prosecutor I was. I put away all these bad guys. Well, how many of them were innocent? Well, we don't know. They all pled guilty, so therefore they're all guilty. Well, how many of them were actually innocent? Well, nobody really knows.
Right.
Who knows how many of these people who are being put behind bars, not just in Florida, by the way. This happens to be Florida. This can happen right down the street from you. How many people are
It is happening right down the street from you.
Sure is. And the only question, you know, that is unanswerable here is, well, what percentage of people who actually take a plea deal actually did the thing that they're taking a plea deal for?
A third of the police force told outside investigators that they were under marching orders to file bogus charges to improve the department's crime stats, while only one officer specifically mentioned targeting blacks. Former Biscayne Park Village manager Heidi Schaffrin, who ordered the investigation after receiving a string of letters from disgruntled officers, said the message seemed clear for cops on the street.
So somebody in the department...
was like, hey, this ain't right, went to the village manager and complained.
I wonder if he still works at that office.
She said it was more than one, or the person said it was more than one officer.
Correct.
So that's a good sign.
Four officers told an outside investigator that they were under marching orders to just file charges on whoever.
Thank goodness. You know, it's so rare that we actually get to say good job to a cop, because they do so many things that hurt peaceful, innocent people. And I'm sure that some of these officers do that, you know, anyway. But I'm glad to hear that there was at least some concern for at least a semi-valid process to exist here, and that the officers were willing to essentially take their careers in their hands by and taking a risk. Because if they had told the city manager or whoever it was this statement, but the city manager was buddies with the police chief, the city manager could have gone back to the police chief and said, hey, officer so-and-so just told me this. You might want to do something about him. So they were definitely taking a risk by doing this. We're coming up here in moments. If you want to share your thoughts on police corruption or whatever's on your mind, you can. It's Free Talk Live.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.